British oil giant BP's been dealt another blow in Russia.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. In Moscow today, court officials raided BP's offices looking for information in a lawsuit where a shareholder claims his interests were harmed after Russia awarded a lucrative Arctic oil exploration deal to ExxonMobil instead. Mikhail Krutikin is a Russian energy analyst with the Moscow-based consultant Rus Energy, and he's with us live from Moscow. Hi there, Mikhail.
Hello. Yes, I am in Moscow right now.
Yes. The raid on BP comes just as the British oil giant lost out to ExxonMobil on that Arctic deal. Is the timing significant here?
Well, I don't think so, because basically the raid was caused by the Russian partners of BP in its TNK BP company. They have some problems with the Anglo-American giant.
How important is that ExxonMobil deal that that Russia gave?
It will be clear in about 2 years in the Black Sea when they drill the first well and see whether there are actually any reserves underground. And it will take about 5 years to understand whether reserves exist in Arctic waters of Rosneft. And before that, it's anyone's guess.
Rosneft, of course, is the Russian oil firm. How much oil is in the Russian Arctic territory, do you think?
Well, they believe that there is mostly gas, and it's about one-third of Russia's total reserves. But it's mainly hypothetical, because in the many cases, there have not been any wells drilled in the area. And it's only speculative reserves, but not proved.
Do we see other joint ventures between Russian and Western firms coming down the pike, do you think?
Yes, I think it is possible, but you must understand that according to Russian laws, Rosneft cannot offer more than 33% in any joint venture on the continental shelf. And Gazprom can offer absolutely nothing, because it is already 51% state-owned, and by Russian oil offshore projects should belong 51% to the state.
Mikhail Krutikin with Rus Energy joining us from Moscow. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Some bargain hunting going on around the world. Forget about the threat of another recession. European markets are up more than 1% right now as people are looking to buy at the bottom. Asian markets closed higher as well. A couple of jobs reports coming out today, one from Challenger Gray and Christmas, another from payroll services firm ADP. Wall Street yesterday, stocks added a little more despite some really weak consumer confidence numbers. The Dow tacked on 20 points to close at just under 11,560. Shipping rates have dropped big time in the few years since raw demand for Chinese materials was booming. Back in 2008, the Chinese shipping giant Costco, which by the way is not the wholesale chain, agreed to rent freighters for as much as $80,000 a day per ship and locked in that rate for years. But now the company says it's not going to pay the old rate because costs have dropped so low. Sally Herships reports.
Imagine if you could renegotiate a contract years after you signed it. That's what China Ocean Shipping Company, or Costco, wants to do. Freighter owners locked in high prices when Costco was scrambling to fill orders from Chinese factories for coal and iron ore.
People had to go out and move cargo, so they went out and signed charter rates for whatever the market demanded.
Ted Prince is a transportation industry consultant. In 2008, there was a shortage of the type of ship that Costco needed. Now, with lower manufacturing demand, Costco only wants to pay today's going shipping rate, $16,000 a day per freighter.
If you were a ship owner, you'd be pretty concerned right now. You know, if they're not honoring their contracts, why should I be a chump and honor mine?
Ship owners are threatening to seize vessels owned by Costco as collateral. But is that legal? Martin Davis, director of Tulane's Maritime Law Center.
Yes. Short answer to that. Although it seems a little outlandish to you that this can be done, it's sort of everyday practice in the shipping business.
But ship owners are hoping to work this out on land. Even on the high seas, no one wants to go to war with a customer. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
A new study shows dozens of major U.S. companies pay more in salaries to their CEOs than they pay in total corporate taxes. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
The Institute for Policy Studies, a liberal-leaning think tank, looked at the 100 most profitable companies in the U.S. and found 25 of them pay CEO salaries that total more than their tax bill. Study author Scott Klinger says the government invests in corporations through things like educating the American workforce, maintaining highways.
And we think companies need to pay their fair share. They certainly have the money to pay their CEOs quite a bit.
The report targets big names like Boeing, GE, and Dow Chemical, pointing out how they shelter profits from taxes with offshore accounts or aggressively lobby for certain tax breaks. The study points out GE CEO Jeff Immelt made $15.2 million last year, and GE didn't pay any taxes. It got a $3.3 billion refund. Klinger says the tax rules for families and small business owners simply don't apply to corporations.
These corporations say, well, I had a bad year a couple of years ago, and I'm making billions now, but I shouldn't have to pay taxes now.
The study also shows that CEO pay has risen. CEOs now make 325 times the salary of the average U.S. worker. That's up almost 30% in the past 2 years. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally, volunteer firefighters in Pleasantville, Pennsylvania, are in the midst of a mail fundraising campaign. But don't send in your donation with the enclosed pre-addressed envelope. Those envelopes of Pleasantville, New York, printed on them. That's 375 miles away. The fire chief says, instead, just bring in that donation by the fire station, huh? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
What's better than the Good Housekeeping seal of approval? How about the Pentagon's?
People who are skeptical, you know, yeah, that's kind of a niche technology. It's not a niche technology anymore. Look at the Marines start to use it. In the minds of an investor, that's an incredibly trustworthy endorsement.
I'm Tess Vigeland. The U.S. military is going green, but will this spur a green economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.